Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Weebcast, your favorite anime and manga review, analysis, show on the internet where we deep dive into your favorite anime and your favorite manga. And today, we're going to be jumping into Attack on Titan. And I promised, because I had so many things lined up, so many episodes with some guests that I got that you guys seem to enjoy a lot. I hope you guys really enjoy those episodes with some of my friends coming on to the show. But now I can finally get to some of the things that I've been kind of writing and kind of preparing for. And one of those things is the Attack on Titan, the final season review, which we'll be doing today. Eventually, I want to do a review on the manga's ending. Eventually, I want to tackle Jujutsu Kaisen too as well in the future. So there's a lot of things I want to get into, but let's take a step at a time. And because today, like I said, today we're going to be focused on the Attack on Titan final season. I'm going to be talking and do a little review on it, and because you guys deserve that, and I think you guys deserve my thoughts and my feelings on the final season, how it was adapted, and the greatness in that. We'll do an official Weebcast score at the end of this episode, which will be exciting. But before we get into any of that, I want to tell you about today's sponsor on this episode, and that is Baxter Blue. Do you experience digital eye strain from too much blue light exposure from digital screens? Well, Baxter Blue glasses are not your average frames. These blue light lenses filter 80% of the highest energy blue light, eliminating 99% of glare. And the past year, look, we've all been glued to our devices more than ever. Like myself, who started this podcast last year in February, ever since then, I've always watched anime and read manga on my phone, but I do it now 100 times more, staring at my screen, watching and researching. So I can put for tons of anime and tons of manga, so I can put out some content for you. So look, I've been staring at my screen so much this past year, so our exposure to digital light has, you know, soared, and as our eyes and our sleep are suffering as a result. So Baxter Blue, a force for good, provides a pair of reading glasses for someone in need for every pair sold. This is eyewear built for our digital age, and Baxter Blue is giving our listeners, that's right, giving our Weebcast listeners 10% off your next purchase of blue light, sleep, or kids' glasses. Click the link in our show notes for exclusive discount. This is the sign you've been waiting for to invest in blue light glasses. We know you will love Baxter's, and we know that you will feel the difference. Now, let's get into the show. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? Like I said, welcome to Weebcast. You already know what it is today. Attack on Titan, final season review happening. Now, Attack on Titan. Man, a decade-old international phenomenon. Even non-anime fans got tired of hearing about it. That's how big it was. That's how you know when a show is big, when non-anime fans are complaining about it. And this has never been better than it's been in the final series, as I put that in air quotes there. And those who have been following the manga for years up until its fresh and supposedly controversial ending, which I will talk about in a future episode, I promise you. And people who have been reading the manga have known for a long time the story stopped being about a bunch of plucky teens fighting for freedom against the scary man-eating titans. But anime-only holdouts, a group of patient anime nerds, including a lot of my friends who are just anime-only people. And I will say this, there's no manga spoilers in this review, so don't be afraid, don't worry. They've been waiting for 4 years for this anime's haunting second season to premiere and totally destroy the first's meta. Both parts of season 3 continued strong, delving into much sought after backstory while kind of chipping away at the show's wider world. And what we couldn't have imagined was Attack on Titan, the final season, being a second paradigm shift straight into uncharted and unparalleled territory. And I'm looking at you, Ranner. You know, you morphed into that one guy in the show. Now you're probably the most interesting character. And it only took about one or two episodes into the final season. So good on you. But instead of picking up where season three left off, the final season kind of whiplashes the brimming with anticipation viewer into an unfamiliar war zone. And kind of tells them that a bunch of brats they've never seen before are their new friends. And they're serving as aspiring Titan candidates in the Marleyan army. And the only familiar face for a minute would be, oh, I know, our favorite Titan shifter, Mr. Armored Titan Ranner, whose guilt, paranoia, PTSD have turned him into a living ghost. And Marley's a civilized society, right? You know, with relatively advanced technologies, an ocean away from those pitiful Titan-ridden island Aaron and his friends hail from. But they live in fear of retaliation from the devil-branded island society and plans to annihilate them for the sake of world peace. Wait, what? You thought a Titan infestation alone was adequate pest control? Come on. Surprisingly, those people on that island got really fucking pissed. But see, the islanders are descendants of Eldia, a formerly powerful kingdom that once oppressed the now powerful Marleyans. And after getting their hands on mysterious Titan powers, the Marleyans condemned the Eldians to a small little island and sent Titans their ways for generations, you know. And some of those in Marley, you know, particularly those young child soldiers that we all know and love, are descendants of Eldia trying to prove their worth as honorary Marleyans. You know, and there's a bit more to the setup than this, but now this direct cultural and racism schism kind of makes up the backbone of the final season and retroactively the entire series, if we're being honest. So many have criticized the Attack on Titan manga author Hajime Isayama for controversial statements he's made to related subjects, but without having taken in Attack on Titan's full scope, wherever he falls on that stupid Twitter XY axis political chart in his heart, Attack on Titan, the final season, paints a daringly nuanced and morally ambiguous picture to strike at the unnecessary cruelties of war and prejudice. Titan, the final season, successfully really captures how government-pushed and culturally supported nationalistic rhetoric can infect both a society and its individual members to the quick. You know, for example, let's take young Gabby, for example, one of those kids, you know, we mentioned a little earlier in the show. And the show tells you that, you know, she's kind of a new main character. She's enthusiastically fights for the Marleyan army, holds a devout hatred against those devil Eldians, and thinks nothing of taking human life. All those terrible traits on paper, but she's just a 12-year-old kid who clearly grew up being force-fed propaganda and lies her entire life. So, does the blame lie with her? Instead of the final season making you contemplate it, she's forced to contend with her deeply rooted biases in a kind of truly tumultuous, traumatic fashion. You know, some lesser show might see Gabby on the receiving end of a stern talking to, but instead of doing anything so safe and bored, the show bludgeons her with kindness from a family of someone she's killed in cold blood. Name one anime with tension like this. You can't. Chronicling what makes Attack on Titan, the final season, conceptually sound fails to explain entirely what made each week's episodic dose heaven. Studio MAPPA stepped up to deliver an animation style that ditches the brilliance of the older season, you know, peppering in the grunge, the bleakness, and much closer to Isayama's original style in the manga. With the backdrop of this season being war theater, this grittier visual presentation perfectly matched the ambitious and risky story the show wants to tell. And of course, the previous distinct season of Attack on Titan have duly raised its own stakes and audience expectations alike, you know, making each and every scene here a simultaneous payoff, an invitation to drink the Kool-Aid a little deeper. And the subject material and its real-world relevance, which is a whole nother episode in its own right, kind of lingers in your consciousness, while the masochistically tense atmosphere kind of takes hold and seizes your heart. And plus, let's not forget that opening thing. Oof, god damn. And Aaron, you know, Aaron just sitting there having the character arc of the goddamn decade. You know, let's not forget that as well. But let me continue on about Attack on Titan Final Season. Feels slightly inappropriate with more episodes coming out to conclude the story this December, I believe. And manga readers know the ending already, but especially with how MAPPA elevated the anime to new heights, I welcome you to take the high road and wait for the best possible viewing experience. And nothing coming out of television anime in years has dared touch the same narrative territory. Bad CG and all. Okay, it wasn't all that bad. But that's me. This has been Weebcast with a short little Attack on Titan Final Season review. And you can watch Attack on Titan the Final Season on Crunchyroll. So make sure that you do that there. Like I said, this has been your boy C-Dub, a.k.a. Mori, a.k.a. the Independent Bro. Independent Variable, if I can talk. And a.k.a. Mr. He's got some A&W root beer for today. So I'm shaking up a little bit. Look, when you're getting to my age, you know, drinking new other sodas that you really don't really drink is about the most exciting thing that's ever going to happen to you. I'm kidding. But make sure, because I want to do a, if you reach this part of the show, thank you for listening this far into the show. I very much appreciate that you would do this much. But next week, make sure that you tune in, because next week I'm going to be talking about and we're going to examine the Attack on Titan manga ending. And that'll be much more in depth. I really can't wait. I cannot wait to do it. Can't wait to share some of my thoughts on that. But for this episode, I just wanted to be a little funny, a little facetious, and kind of talking about the anime and the season. And honestly, it was really good. But I should give it a little score before we do that, right? We can't leave without that. I wrote down 8.5 out of 10. Since then, because I wrote this a few weeks ago, I'm thinking that it actually, honestly, and I don't do this often, changed my score. It's honestly a lot better than I thought it was on subsequent viewings. It deserves a 9.1, almost a 9.5. It's somewhere between about, you know what? It's a 9.5 out of 10. On this final season, it was done masterfully well. The music, the OST, the themes, and what gives it almost, it gets over a 9 score, to be honest, is that it elevated the manga. It didn't just adapt the manga, it adapted the manga and put it up onto another height with its changes and it was an entertaining piece throughout the entire season, which anime nowadays struggles to do nowadays. But like I said, it deserves over a 9 because it elevates what its source material, which you don't see too often nowadays. But like I said, next week I'm going to be jumping into the Attack on Titans manga ending. and I'm going to be talking about perspective and all that great stuff. It's going to be great. I hope you guys will love that for next week. Also, after that, I'm going to be reviewing some Jujutsu Kaisen. I definitely want to talk about the Shibuya arc, because I felt like this was a very exciting arc, and now that it's moving on to its into new material, and I kind of wanted to breathe a little bit, and I think it's a good time to talk about the Shibuya arc and some of my thoughts on it and how I think it'll be relevant into the coming arcs, especially the arc that we are in now. But I won't go into any spoilers or anything of that nature. All I would say is thank you for allowing my voice into your ears, into your homes. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And if you did enjoy this episode, make sure that you share this episode and share this podcast with your friends and family who enjoy anime, because they might find something they might enjoy on my show. And if you're listening to on whatever podcast platform you may be listening to, make sure that you subscribe, you rate, especially if you're listening to Apple. If you're listening to the Apple podcast platform, please make sure you give it a rating, a 5-star rating, and you give it a review. That helps smaller shows immensely. So I hope you guys would do that. And if you want to support the show monetarily and you want to go that extra step, you are always welcome to. If you just look in the show notes below and you say how to support the show, you will see a support.anchor link, where you can just give me a flat amount of money that goes directly to me to help and goes directly to the show. But if you also want some if you want to donate and get a few perks, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/weebcastshow, where we have, for as low as $1, you can get so many cool perks as early episodes, your personal RSS feed of the show. You get to suggest topics. You can come onto the show if you want. Be a regular co-host if you'd like. Q&As, all that good and juicy stuff for the show. Really get you into the Weebcast family, if I should say so. All that good and juicy stuff. Make sure you guys check that out. That'll be in the show notes below, obviously. But that's it for me. This has been your boy, like I said, Mori, AKC Dub, all that good and true stuff. Thank you for allowing my voice into your hearts, into your homes, into your ears. I will be seeing you next week with an Attack on Titan manga review, ending review. And I'm outie. 3000. See ya.